Welcome back to the Black Letter Podcast. We set out to create an entertaining and exciting podcast about law and business. Black Letter, the name, comes from the Gothic typeset. Over time, Black Letter became the only font that English law books were printed in. It made it harder for kind of the common person to understand what the English law books said. Black Letter came to represent something that was law, that was set in stone, that was sort of old and a well-settled fundamental principle of law. We're here to demystify black letter law. We're here to demystify things that happen in business and law and where those two meet. And I hope you have fun listening. Welcome to another episode of the Black Letter Podcast. With me today is Ryan Kennedy, an attorney with Dunlap Bennett in Ludwig. He is based in the Tysons Corner / Vienna, Virginia office. As we know, that's the same place with different names. Ryan, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Tom.
Ryan's here to talk. You're here to talk about real estate and real property law and your interest in it and your involvement in it and cases you've handled and things that are happening. Tell us a little bit about you and how you got involved with real estate law and what is real estate and real property law?
Sure. So I'm an attorney. I've been an attorney of about 15 years here this year. I first became interested in real property law during law school and an internship that I had with a firm in Columbia, Maryland.
Okay.
They did a lot of development work. And, you know, I was working there for a couple months and I realized, you know, this is really interesting to me. It's law I can touch. I can drive around and go to the properties that say, you know, I helped work on something that's here or something that's not there because of me. And so that got me thinking that's something I wanted to do in my career. And so I did a clerkship for a year after law school, and I started working with a law firm that represented a lot of condominiums and homeowners associations. So following that thread, that's sort of always been something that's with me throughout my career, either working with property owners or a lot of property management companies, and to a point where I knew that I wanted to take that to another level. I was working for myself for a number of years. I was doing a lot of zoning work, doing it pro bono, doing it low bono. And thankfully, this firm has been willing to work with me, and I've been here working on real estate issues.
Tell me about one of your most interesting cases then.
Probably my all-time favorite real estate case was actually a zoning opposition case that I did in Anne Arundel County, where a developer wanted to put a development in / adjacent to some wetlands, for lack of a better word. And we resisted that. And that was a very long fight that went on for a number of years. It had a lot of twists and turns. And ultimately, we prevailed. There was a multi-day hearing, zoning hearing, where we brought in a ton of different experts, community involvement, community witnesses, and were ultimately able to stop that development.
Okay.
And that was...
So that's an example of doing something that's not there. Because of you, there's not a development in or on this wetland.
In or on that wetland. So I can drive by that location and say, you know, that land was that sensitive.
Did you drive by that location, in fact, and look at it?
I did. For a period of time, I lived nearby and I drove by it every day.
Yeah.
But I've done the opposite too. I've helped... individuals work with, it's usually a collaborative
thing. So you're getting a developer to put a development in wetlands?
No, not in the wetlands, but you know, people who want to subdivide for perhaps a family plot.
So in other words, to enhance the value of the property.
To enhance. Now, we've also done that. Now that's a little different kind of approach because you're working collaboratively with a lot of like civil engineers or maybe soil scientists. But those are longer projects as well sometimes, and you've got to work with the county and know who your planner is and things like that. And those are fun too.
Okay. All right. Well, Ryan, thanks. I think that's good for background. I think people want to hear about the hot topics in real estate and maybe the NAR settlement. So listeners, we're going to talk about the NAR settlement that was just reached, the National Association of Realtors settlement in a class action suit, and talk about some other things that Ryan has on his mind when we come back for the next episode of the Black Letter Podcast with Ryan Kennedy. Thanks for joining us for this one. That's all for today's episode of Black Letter. Thanks again for listening. Join us next time when we talk about more black letter issues in creative ways. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you never miss an episode, and check out our website at blackletterstudios.com.